Full Metal Jackie, bringing you 2 full hours of metal each and every week. With us on the show this evening, we've got Warbringer singer John Keevil. The new album from Warbringer is called Woe to the Vanquished. It's out now. And John, 3 years ago, there was a very real possibility that Warbringer would no longer exist. How did nearly breaking up ultimately make the band stronger?
Well, it did indeed. You're right to say that. And I think it was really tough for me because I was kind of the one left holding everything. And I had to reconstruct the band twice in that time period to get it to where it is now. It was just myself and Adam Carroll. I think it kind of refocused me, though, because, I had to say to myself, well, do I want to do this? And the answer is ultimately yes. It's not even a want, really. I have to. So I think I got more serious than I'd ever been, as well as just the whole attitude in the band got that way. We really saw this record as make or break, and that we have to do our best record today or else, you know? And I think we pulled it off, and we have kind of more of a sense of purpose and resolution than we did before, I think. And the standard of playing, performance, writing, everything, I think we've managed to bring it to a level we haven't had it at before.
John Keevil of Warbringer on the show with us tonight. Here's a tune off the latest Warbringer album, Woe to the Vanquished. This is Remain Violent. Full Metal Jackie, John Keevil of Warbringer is on the show with us tonight. We're talking about the new album, Woe to the Vanquished, and it's deliberately heavier than the last one. In what ways is that meant to be a renewed statement of what Warbringer is all about?
Well, I think the last record in some ways was catering to some of the tastes of like John Locks, who left basically. And that's where you get some of the more like upbeat, like punk rock flavored tunes on that record. And honestly, I prefer the more strictly metallic, darker, more aggressive, extreme sound. And I think honestly, that's what Warbringer does best. And we want to pretty much bring thrash with a level of intensity that you don't hear from anyone anymore, or hell, even in the past. We're trying to pretty much just make a record that'll blow your head clean off, but that still retains elements of progressive music and just musicality, melody, but to keep that intensity ratcheted to 11 and then crank it to 12 if we can. So that's more or less the goal. We want to be the most intense band on the planet.
John Keevil of Warbringer with us. It's Full Metal Jackie. Still to come this hour, Jamie Josta will be checking in for Josta's weekly pick from the pit. We've got music from Testament, a new band called Monolord coming up next, and more with John. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie. John Keevil of Warbringer is our guest on the show tonight. Let's talk about the song When the Guns Fell Silent. It's over 11 minutes long. It's also ambitious lyrically. Why is that song so important, both in terms of its message and also your capabilities as a songwriter?
Oh, I've always wanted to do a long and epic song. We typically write rather short numbers, and I just wanted to, it's very metal to do these big monolithic pieces, so I wanted to do one of those. And I've been studying to be a history professor the past few years in the downtime of the band, which gave me a lot of renewed inspiration for the music. And this song is about the end of the First World War, which is this really little understood event in America that's foundational for kind of everything horrible that came after in the 20th century. You know, the Second World War, the Holocaust, into the Cold War, so on and so forth. All of this starts there, and people don't even know about it. And there's a sort of tragedy in that, just in how little people know about how they get to where they are, and thus the things they'll say that are completely off base because they don't have the facts. And there's a sadness and anger I feel about all this, and I tried to channel it into the song, and I'm really pleased with how it came out. It's my personal favorite song we've ever done.
It's Full Metal Jackie. We're talking about a song off the new Warbringer album, Woe to the Vanquished. It's out now. Coming up, Testament, Josta's weekly pick from the pit. We're also going to be listening to a new song from Converge. More with John Keevil of Warbringer. It's all on the way. Stick around. It's Full Metal Jackie, John Keevil of Warbringer with us. We're talking about the new album. It's called Woe to the Vanquished. Remain Violent is a commentary on current civil unrest. When does it become imperative that an artist's work need to include social responsibility?
I don't think every artist needs to include social responsibility, but I simply look at it like this. If heavy metal's going to be angry, you know, I'm screaming throughout the record, it's vicious, aggressive music, there needs to be a cause for it. It can't just be stupid. Or at least I don't think heavy metal needs to be this stupid Beavis and Butthead kind of genre. I think it could be incredibly intellectual and can talk about stuff that other music can't. So I think some of the anger I feel just living in the world and wanting it to be better, but it's not, goes into the music this way. And it's just, I just see it as a logical and very fitting subject for the sound of our music. And I think today, you know, the police forces in America, they don't seem to be protecting the people as their number one priority. And the fact that, you know, you can have officers shooting people on video and they're not convicted, this is terrible stuff. And it makes me as a citizen, even someone who hasn't experienced this themselves, just knowing it goes on makes me furious, as it should with anyone who's a decent person, I think.
John Keevil of Warbringer with us. We're talking about the new album, Woe to the Vanquished. It's out now. This hour, a member of Death Clock will be checking in for the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. We've got new music coming up from Act of Defiance, music from Ghost. It's all on the way. It's Full Metal Jackie, John Keevil of Warbringer with us. The new album is called Woe to the Vanquished. And John, you're a history student working toward professorship. Why has history always lent itself so well to being subject matter for metal bands and metal fans?
I think just like I was saying, metal can express some bigger ideas, you know, more than just like, oh, I met a girl or a boy and now I'm happy or sad, you know, which is the subject of a lot of music. And metal can be like, you know, Iron Maiden, this song's about the Battle of Britain and it sounds like you're flying, and you can not only have the lyrics about something historical, but it can put you there sonically. And the combination of the two together really helps for delivering a message, because there's no point in studying history just for sake of facts. It's to learn something about people, you know, about our fundamental nature and truths about ourselves. And so that's how I always have seen it anyway. And I'm able to channel some of this into the music, and I just, you know, I want to progress myself as a writer and write more serious, artistically valuable works. So this is my way of doing it.
John Keevil of Warbringer with us. We're talking about Woe to the Vanquished, the new album. It's out now. Coming up, the Death Clock Brutal Pick of the Week. Also, we're going to check out new music from Act of Defiance. That's the band that features former Megadeth members Sean Drover and Chris Broderick. They've got a new album coming out in September. It's all coming up next. MIA, that's new music from Act of Defiance. Their second album, Old Scars, New Wounds, is going to be out on September 29th. The band, of course, features Sean Drover and Chris Broderick, formerly of Megadeth, also members of Scar the Martyr and Shadows Fall. It's Full Metal Jackie, John Keevil of Warbringer with us tonight. Pick up the latest album from Warbringer, Woe to the Vanquished, and see the band. They're back on the road in September. John, thank you so much for being on the show again.
Thank you so much, Jackie. Always a pleasure being on the show. I hope to talk to you soon. And everyone check out the record, Woe to the Vanquished, and remember to play it deafeningly loud. It's better that way.